Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there.
Well, cash cattle trade late last week appears to have been extremely light, which should leave packers extremely short-bought for this week. This is not new for most packers, as they seem to be able to maintain steady procurement levels, even though negotiated trade numbers remain light. The lack of active trade last week could spark earlier movement this week as packers try to pull cattle forward through the last half of the month. That being said, most of the activity today is likely to be showless distribution and inventory taking, with bids and asking prices very undeveloped. Firm underlying pressure remains well-rooted in the hog futures trade following Friday's continued push lower, which moved nearby contracts to three-month lows. The sharp triple-digit market slide adds to the softness in the complex as traders continue to focus on demand uncertainty while domestic production remains active during the summer months. Even with continued production losses in China due to African swine fever, the fact that trade relations with China remain tenuous at best, and with no end in sight for the current trade war, the underlying tone of the market remains under pressure. Now, the wheat prices are higher today following corn and soybeans, with funds still net short at all three wheat markets. As a percent of open interest, their net short is largest in Minneapolis at 8%, but funds still hold 44,055 contracts worth of net short in Chicago wheat. Harvest remains delayed in the Southern Plains, with U.S. Wheat Associates reporting test cutting is just beginning in Kansas. Corn prices were higher overnight, with the front end of the curve once again leading as end users in the Eastern Corn Belt raised concern about securing supplies. July corn is now at the highest level for a spot contract since June 2014, with the next meaningful resistance from prior price action up around 2014 highs of 522. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle was down 45 cents at 104.27. October down 67 at 105.47. August feeder cattle down 70 cents at 135.52. September down 70 cents at 135.80. July hogs down 202, 81.35. August was down 220 at 80.62. Kansas City wheat, July was up 8 cents Friday, 476 and a quarter. September up 7 and a quarter at 488 and a half. Chicago wheat, July was up 3 cents, 538 and a half. September up 3 cents at 542. July corn up 11 cents, 453. September was up 10 and a half at 458 and a quarter. July soybeans up 8 and 3 quarters at 896 and 3 quarters. August was up 8 and a half at 903. Cotton futures, well, the July cotton up 17 cents, 66.11, and July crudes down 56 cents, 51.95. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.